All right, welcome back to the pod. Today we have a special episode. We're basically going to be interviewing everyone's favorite member of the pod, Jai Ming. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. How are you? How are you doing?
It's good. I'm ready to dive deep and personal. All about you.
Even purple, the way you intro this made it sound very, very formal. I'm not so sure I like that. We're
All right,
friends. Maybe we keep it a little casual.
you want to make
Just
it more
talking to
casual?
me.
It's all right, just pretend it's casual. It's just you and me, you know? Just
Yeah,
you and
bro
me
to
and
bro,
our
we're just
hundreds and
talking.
thousands of listeners, you know? But you can forget
Yeah,
about all of them, you know?
don't remind me.
Just pretend we only have like two listeners, you know? Maybe
Yeah,
it'll
I'll
make it
pretend it's just
easier.
two. That definitely eases off the nerves a
Yeah,
bit.
that's what I do. That's what I do.
Okay,
Anyways.
I wish we had two listeners.
Yeah, I
Recently, I don't
wish,
think
but
we've
the
been doing
pressure we
so good.
have, you know. Anyways,
Yeah.
so what does a day in your life look like
Holy shit. All right, just
currently?
getting t Yeah, well, my problem right now is I wake up and I scroll TikTok for probably an hour or 30 minutes at least. And
At
then
least, oh man.
man, that's a bad question to ask right off the bat, 'cause I'm a waste man.
You're a waste man. That's funny
I'm a
because,
waste man.
like me and, some of other peers that know you thought you were like a hardcore grinder. Because, because maybe you gave off that impression to us. But here you are claiming otherwise.
Yeah, no, I'm not that at all, man. I'm not that at all. Yeah, I'm a very I'm a I'm a I'm a I'm just an animal. I'm a little boy. I just do whatever feels good, man.
Oh man.
No, I'm not a grinder. You know why I grind? When I have my peers, I grind. It's because it feels good. Because it feels I want to be somebody tough, man. I want to be David Goggins. I want to be that guy. I want to be the up and coming millionaire, that kind of
But
person.
he says
But
you're not that.
it was a phase, so I have
I
to,
see.
I guess I'm out of that phase now. I'm
Oh
just
man.
taking life a bit easier,
I see, I see.
unfortunately, maybe.
And
But what you been?
when was the end or start of and end of that phase?
Ah, man, it's been over like a year and a half now, so
A year and a half. I see.
Yeah, I mean, what first I want to ask, like, what gives off the impression that I'm a grinder even now? You said
Maybe it
you
was that
and a
like
few others.
you seem like you were just super focused on I don't know, say like visual art or like doing some like product related thing, and you're like,
Right,
or you would
right.
say like you have to be like the absolute like best or like super in the super elite percentiles of this to get anywhere, and that was basically like all you were doing. So that's, I guess that's where the impressions came off of.
Yeah. Okay, that is fair. I do have that kind of attitude. But I don't think I have the man, this is so bad. I'm like greedy. I want that. I want to be the best, but I don't have the habits to get me there. So I'm just a little boy chasing a dream. But yeah, I am. What makes you say I'm so focused though? 'Cause I wouldn't say I give off a focused vibe
Yeah,
very
actually, I'm not sure
much.
about the focus. Maybe that was Andrew or some of our other peers had impression. I wasn't really sure because I didn't interact or like see you much in real life for a
Yeah,
while.
no, we haven't talked in a long time.
But I guess just off of in like past vibes, I guess.
That's fair. That's fair. I mean, I
That's
am still going
interesting.
for it. I still think I'm still in the game. Is that that's what it is. But I think I'm not in the traditional grind set mode that people usually get into to try to be the best at something. I'm like really I've taken a step back and looked at all aspects of my life and
So,
just
would you say
done
it's
some
like very
reflection.
strategic? Like a
Yeah.
strategic step back to reevaluate what you're doing? Or is it
I would
like,
say so.
okay, so it wasn't like, okay, I can't keep up, or like, I hate this, so I'm gonna stop.
Well, obviously there's some of that to begin with, right? That's what kicks you into doing something a bit differently. But no, it is, I think it is strategic.
Okay. Okay, so 1 hour of TikTok scrolling in your bed, then what?
Oh.
What comes after?
The TikTok scrolling is strategic too.
Oh yeah. Just making sure you're keeping up with the trends.
Yeah, that it keeps me from like I always scroll like man, I scroll the comments and stuff just to see what everybody says. Like I think my brain thinks that it's like a good way to keep me aligned with the general morality of society. Because sometimes I'll watch it, you get this, right? You watch a short, maybe it's a provocative short or TikTok or Instagram reel, and you're like, you feel a certain way about it. So you're thinking something, and you check the comments, and they say something that's like goes completely against what you were thinking. And you're like, damn, wait, they have a point. Maybe I was wrong.
It makes you wonder if you should conform to that popular opinion.
Yeah, it definitely gets you to think a bit. And for me, more times than not, it's like, I think it's given me a real good look at myself, like why I thought that way, and like kind of gave me a different perspective. It was good. It was good. It's
Yeah,
interesting.
I've never felt good in the past about scrolling any like short form platform. So I've cut that out of my current consumption for a while. I do think there's like value in, that content. It's just, man, I don't know. My brain just never felt good after scrolling like shorts or TikTok.
You've cut
It
that
just
out
felt like
completely?
draining almost, yeah, mentally. I try to avoid that stuff like the plague. I'm actually annoyed how like YouTube homepage like recommends shorts.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's like these shorts thumbnails are there trying to like bait your attention in.
They're
And like
really
once in a while I'll
convincing.
fall for it because it's like, oh, what the heck? I need to see this clip about someone or whatever. But I wish it wasn't there. I hate it.
You don't feel good about watching them at all? Like, you're not like, damn, that was interesting.
I
Damn, I
mean,
didn't
yeah,
know
they're interesting
that.
and they're addictive, but like, as in, like, I never
Yeah.
feel good after watching them. Like, they
Dang.
feel like they're eating my brain cells. And where it's compared, like, I feel like long form content on YouTube or like, say, like movies and shows, I feel like way more satisfied watching. I guess that's how I felt.
That's a different. Yeah, that's a different. It takes a different person to be like you. Yeah, people like us, we love the short form. It's so
The short
efficient.
form. I
It's
did.
so
I used to love it, but
Yeah? What
I
happened,
don't
man?
think it, I don't like the way it makes my brain feel.
Maybe your brain
I
can't
don't
keep
know. It's
up?
just a crazy
Your
time
brain.
drain. It's crazy addictive. The habit was not good, I think. The habit did not make me feel good.
I will agree with you on that.
Yeah.
And I will do my best to wake up a bit faster instead of just scrolling so much. But yeah, my day starts off with a lot of recalibration, realignment with society, or at least
Realignment with
YouTube
society.
community.
That's how you should have phrased it. Instead of I wake up
Yeah,
and
that's
scroll
true, that's
TikTok for an
true.
hour, it's I wake up and I
Yeah.
realign and conform with the opinions of society for an
Right,
hour.
right, right, right. Really
All
tune
right, and then
yourself.
what?
Become civilized. And then I make breakfast. Every day I have to eat breakfast. I have to brush my teeth. That's the first thing. I don't feel good without it. Those are like some solid habits I've made. I eat good food. So I have my carbs, I have my protein. Very important two things. I get those things down. I feel great. I'm a cup of coffee and I'm ready to go. At this point, I'm eating. And when you eat, what do you do? What do you do when you eat?
You're just eating, you're chewing. What do you mean?
Okay, but you can't just be eating, right? Are you maybe perhaps watching something also?
Oh, sometimes I'm listening to like a podcast.
Wow, dude,
I
you're so
eat.
good. You're so good.
What do you mean?
Dog, you're
No,
so pure. Oh, you're so good. You're so.
no. Well, sometimes I watch, if I'm having dinner, I might watch an NBA game if there's something
Really? You watch
interesting.
sports?
Yes, I
That's
think that's most of what I
pretty
do. Either we'll listen to the podcast, watch NBA game, or I'm just eating
unexpected.
in silence in my own thoughts,
That's actually crazy. That's like psychopath
Really?
behavior. Yeah.
I thought it was
Alone
the
with your
most
thoughts.
standard. Because you're just
No.
eating. You're just sitting at the table
No.
eating.
No. Yeah. When you're eating is very social. People almost can't eat without having that kind of feel good social connection, parasocial may it be, but we like seeing people. you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'd enjoy like having meals with friends or whatever, but I guess I'm like talking about when I'm eating alone.
Yeah, you don't watch YouTube.
No. Because I eat at like my dining table or my kitchen like island, and like my desk setup is like in a different room.
Yeah, and your phone's also away.
I don't like
No short
watching
term.
videos on my phone because it's like I don't have a stand, or I don't know, I just don't have that habit, I guess, of watching
Nah,
videos
man,
on my
that's
phone.
that's crazy, dude. That's really crazy. Yeah, you're different. You're built different than the rest of us. What can I say?
I don't know if it's, this is that unique of a thing, honestly. But,
Well, I will just say, I eat breakfast, and when I'm eating breakfast, I watch YouTube again. So I watch YouTube Shorts for 1 hour. I wake up, I make breakfast, I sit down on my computer, and I continue recalibrating.
recalibrated to society.
And that I would say probably takes like, it depends. It depends on the day, but usually, like on a good day, it's 30 minutes. On a bad day, maybe that's all I do the whole
Okay.
day.
All right. So if you had a very calibrated morning,
I have.
then you get into the bulk of it. Now what?
And now I figure out what exactly I would do to make myself feel good. And that usually is one of three things. I either draw, and either study drawing, either draw, or I practice singing.
Oh,
Interestingly enough.
interesting.
Or now, actually, fourth thing recently, I've been filming myself and I've been recording myself. And I'm, so again, it's recalibration, but I'm
Filming.
getting feedback for what I'm doing in the real world and I'm recalibrating myself.
As in,
Actually,
wait,
that's
as
all I'm
in, you're
doing.
filming yourself and recording yourself and then watching it
Yeah.
back to calibrate?
Yes, I'm watching it back and I'm like, why do you make that face in this time? Like you're saying something, you're telling a story and you're making this weird face. It doesn't make any sense. You
Oh,
have
you're like
to
trying to
get
correct
this.
your facial expressions.
You gotta get this facial habit out of your system. And I just practice that for like maybe an hour or so sometimes.
Wait, as in, like, what are you doing when you're filming yourself? Just talking to the camera?
Yeah, I'm just talking to the camera, just practicing my emotes, you know? Like my
Oh.
surprise emote, my happy emote, my smiles. I'm like, whoa. It's like,
That's
damn.
interesting.
My smile's so
That's
crooked.
interesting.
Why? And then, you know, I
Oh.
calibrate. Yeah.
Look, because I feel like people, like you were saying, I'm psychotic for just eating, like, alone,
Okay.
not doing anything. But I feel like that sounds way more psychotic, no?
No. That's not psychotic, it's a need. So maybe, see, Steve, you maybe like normal people or people like you guys are
Right.
lucky. You guys grew up with good habits, good facial habits,
Good facial habits.
good vocal habits. So you don't have to do all these things. You
What
like
are good
you go
facial
about
habits?
just the way you look. You know, you're a pretty attractive guy, right?
I mean,
Even when you're
sure, I'll
talking.
take it, but I
Well,
don't
I would say
understand how
so.
this relates to facial habits, like my
Well, it's
facial
all facial
expressions.
habits. Yo, people can be really ugly if they wanted to be. Like, sometimes I'm really ugly because I'm just not making the right face, you know? I'm
I
just
think that's
making an
everyone,
uncanny
though.
face.
We're like almost everyone, you know? Like sometimes I make a certain face in like a video or whatever, and I'm like, you like gotta hate that the way I look here, right? I think that's just like super normal, no? I think that's
It's
everybody.
not, it's definitely not, but there are people, and I used to be way worse too, but you know, like they're, you know, nerds, right? Like the classic virgin nerd, you can think of like the bent over backwards, not bent over backwards, that's so wrong, but like hunched over engineering student
Virgin
that's
nerds,
like,
you know of any of these?
you know, you see them. Wait, you may have not seen them because you were in Toronto CS.
No, I've seen them. There's definitely those
Okay,
in Toronto
so you know what
CS.
I'm talking about, right? And their problem is mainly just their habits. They're probably like, if you just took their bones and reconstructed a face with like clay, they probably don't look that bad. But they're like, their habits scream like, I'm ugly, I'm unattractive, I'm insecure, I'm a little wee boy. I don't know. All these things are very much
I
ingrained
see.
into our faces. And
I see.
I've been trying
so
to
you're
look max.
Studying. Oh,
yes,
this
I'm
is so okay.
dude.
Because when you started
Yeah,
off
baby.
saying like I'm filming, recording, I thought you meant like you're trying to like create content or it was something artsy. But it's actually a looks maxing
Yeah,
thing.
I'm look maxing.
Interesting.
I'm look
That's crazy. What the heck? I don't know if I've heard of anyone doing
maxing.
this. Like specific, not look maxing, but specifically like filming themselves and then watching it back to correct their facial expressions. Like
Maybe
this
they
is
don't
some
admit
sounds like
it.
some advanced stuff.
I think it always sounds advanced when you don't know about it. But and I'm now convinced that like I think people do this. I'm actually pretty sure people do this. People with like good facial structure or not facial good facial habits, like they look pretty straight. Not straight. You're okay if you're gay.
Great.
They look sharp, right? They're like
What are
they.
good facial habits?
I don't know. Like don't mouth breathe. Be
Okay, I've heard of
honest.
that one.
Because see, once a lot of times when I'm filming myself and I really don't like the way I look, it's because I'm not being honest or I'm trying to play up an expression or something. It just looks really uncanny. So that's something I'm really trying to get in my system. And I guess it's the same for words and all that sort of stuff. So I guess some people are really honest or they've been able to somehow like harness the lie properly. And by that I mean they are able to put themselves in a context where that lie is no longer a lie, which is what actors do, right?
Being honest with your facial expressions and not forcing something. Interesting. Can't you just like let like isn't the solution to that just to let loose and not like aren't you doing the opposite of that by like overly critiquing all your facial expressions? Like wouldn't the honest expression be if you just didn't think about it and expressed however you would naturally?
Hear this. I've made not being honest a habit. So my natural tendency is to play
I
up.
see.
My
I
natural
see.
tendency is to deflect, is to pretend I'm something, but I'm not. And that's ruined
Wow.
me.
Interesting. So you're saying if people growing up just let themselves, just don't mouth breathe and like just let them, or just keep their most natural facial expressions, that they'll just look good.
Yeah, almost guaranteed.
What?
They'll be attractive
Wow.
people.
Really?
Okay. Well, also, like, you have to not be autistic, right? Because,
Okay. Assuming, yeah, you're not some outlier either.
you're like average person, average IQ. Yeah, you'll be attractive as long as you're not morbidly obese. Even if you're a little chubby, I think that's attractive. That can be very attractive. And your face, and you've been, yeah. Well, for some people, we know who in our friend group likes that kind of type. Anyways, yeah, if you're honest and you just be
Definitely.
natural to yourself, you're almost guaranteed to be attractive, in my opinion.
I see. I mean, I feel like that's a this is a unique perspective. I don't think I've heard of this before, but that's very interesting. I feel like I'll have to think about that one. But damn,
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, I think I'm playing it up a little by saying you're guaranteed. There are a lot of factors to this, but I
Okay, but
think
you
one of
think
the
it's a big
biggest
factor.
things, I think what if you're like me, or if you're like the people I've mentioned, the nerds and the people that don't really know how to, that don't really know what they look like, and they really hate the way they look like. I
They
think.
don't know what they like, they look like.
Yeah. So a lot of people don't know what they look like
What does that
on a regular
mean?
basis. They can look at themselves in the mirror, but their mirror doesn't say anything. And whenever you're looking at the mirror, first of all, it's a flipped image, and second of all, you're very aware that it's like instant feedback, which is not as good as delayed feedback. It's not delayed feedback, but you're not acting natural in that moment. You're not acting like you would normally. when you're looking in the mirror. So what you need to do is record yourself in just doing whatever, and then look back and you're like, okay, this is what I'm like most of the time. And you base what you think you are on that. And not a lot of people have the opportunity to do that.
Oh.
And they don't have the people to tell them what they are. So
dude,
they don't
now you
know
got me
look
so
like.
Curious about like me looking back at recordings of myself and like,
yeah, I'm sure
like
you probably
like
noticed.
Thinking about critiquing how I look, huh?
You probably feel these things, right?
Yes, because I have like a lot of recorded footage of like myself either doing stuff or talking.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like sometimes I'll look at it and be like, oh, I hate the way I look in this clip or especially in this frame or whatever.
Mm.
But like, I never thought of it as, oh, like I change that and over time that will actually make me look better. Like I always just thought of as, okay, if I, like maybe I could correct the way I look in this clip, but it's just for that clip. And like usually it's just like, oh, my hair just looks bad. I feel like most of the time I just notice that.
Oh, come on, man. Your hair is great, man. Honestly, your hair is amazing.
Or something about it bothers me. Like
really?
Or sometimes, no, like, I don't know.
You send me a pic next time. Bro, I'll gas you up, man. I'll tell you what needs to be said.
I don't know. Sometimes I look at it, my hair just looks so off to me. But yeah,
off.
Interesting.
Okay.
All right. Back to what we were talking about. Okay, so you do, all right, you recalibrate to society. You have your protein. You do some looks maxing, do some drying. Is that like the, would you say that's like the core of your day?
Yeah, it's core of my day. And if I need to do anything important, like all the schoolwork and my homework and stuff, like all the professional work, I leave sort of after dinner.
Mm.
Yeah, which is really weird. I spend most of my daytime just like thinking and kind of doing what feels good to me, like either singing or practicing and doing just right. Like yoga sometimes too, like meditation, mindfulness.
Is that because you're procrastinating the school stuff, or is it actually because you value those other things more? So you're doing the things you value more first.
That's hard to say. Sometimes it's just like so compelling for me to do the yoga or to like figure myself out that I'm like, this is so much more important than like the school thing or whatever. Like, I don't know, a few marks. So I'm like, I don't even have to do that assignment like at all. I'd rather do this, but right, that's like, am I being lazy? Maybe. Or am I being smart? I don't know. Is that the devil?
You're not sure. They're not sure.
Yeah.
Still bargaining that sure. Idea. Okay, so I got your day down in three parts. It's recalibrate to society. You question the nuances of your life, and then you do schoolwork.
Pretty much.
Nice.
And I wind down and I sleep.
Oh, nice. So okay. So the other things you do, like visual arts, either drawing or like learning how to draw. Why are you doing that?
Initially, it was a form of self-expression, and I wanted it to be an outlet. It felt like the only outlet I could potentially have a chance on. Everything else didn't seem as viable. I was also into singing way back then. This was maybe five, six years ago. And I liked singing and I liked music. I really liked music. And at the same time, I really appreciated art. And out of the three, there's something in art that made me feel like I could do it. I somehow was convinced that I could probably do this. I was almost sure.
What do you mean? What does do this mean? What does do this mean?
Be good enough at art to a point where I'm able to almost just play and express myself. Because
but
art is.
Aren't you already doing that? You're playing and you're expressing yourself?
Now this year I have been, but it's not been like that for so many years. Or even if there are very rare instances where art's been enjoyable, which is usually opposite of what people say about art. People usually love art and then they get better and slowly get better. But I guess I had a really high expectation, very perfectionist mindset and low self-esteem. So anytime I did art that was not somewhat decent, or yeah, if it was garbage, I just beat myself down so much. So I spent probably the last, yeah, I spent all of the last 4, 5, 6 years, I don't know how long, just practicing art and getting better at it. And I had a very solid framework for it. I had a plan, and I desperately wanted to express myself for things like, I don't know, maybe a character that I liked, I really got inspired by. I mean, you know Thomas Shelby from The Peaky Blinders?
I think I know generally what you're referring to, but I don't actually.
You know the Sigma guy? The Sigma music?
I know the archetype of what you're talking about.
Yeah. Anyways, like people like that, shows like that, after watching them, I really want to draw them. Right? I want to, like, I don't know, I want to put my spin on it. I want to show that I've understood their character enough where I can recreate the nuances of that character and the micro expressions, their pose or whatever, their fashion, the colors and all that kind of stuff. And I was so desperate for that. But I hadn't been good enough to do it until recently, I want to say.
Wow, okay.
But that was why I wanted to get into art.
As in, like, this was something, like, fun and expressive that you just wanted to get good at?
I knew it was going to be fun and expressive, but it wasn't for a long time.
Oh, okay, until you got better.
Until I got to a point where, yeah.
I see. And is, like, the current goal just... is it still just that? Like, now you can just enjoy? It was something that you wanted to build up to, and then now you can, like, enjoy yourself just drawing stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a real blessing this year because I found myself just having urges to, I don't know, be like, yeah. Like, you know, Bob. You know, Bob?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I want to draw Bob. And I draw Bob. And it kind of looks like him. And I jump up and down. I celebrate. I'm like, hell yeah, that was cool.
And drawing him is addictive, huh?
Yeah, right. And I always go back, and I like, you know, I kind of feel like doing another Bob piece. I do another Bob piece, and sometimes it turns out well. Sometimes it's like,
you grinded drawing for 5+ years just to be able to draw Bob, to wake up and draw Bob over and over again.
Indeed, indeed. So Bob, if you're listening, this is what I do for you, man.
Because also he can look at your face more, recreate it for himself.
I know his facial structure pretty decently well now.
Do you think you're probably like the biggest expert on Bob's facial structure in the world now then? I feel like you probably own that title.
Yeah. I think so.
Like,
I
actually
think
best so. Bob artist in the world.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. I don't think anybody else, not even his own mother, has really analyzed his face that much.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I know the structure. His mom does know structure, probably.
You should hang that on your wall. Anyways, so this is just, you consider this just like a huge hobby, like your super hobby? It's like fully for enjoyment?
Now, yeah. Because okay. It's just so hard. It's so hard to get good enough to be professional, and to also be professional, and you have to sacrifice like drawing what you want to draw versus drawing what the person wants you to draw. It's really hard. That's really hard.
I see. So as like as in at some point you wanted to do this like professionally also for income. But you don't want that anymore.
I mean, I would still love it if it wasn't so goddamn hard. Maybe I get to a point where learning it, like all my tech skill exponentially ramps up and my progress skyrockets, and then, you know, I can do stuff pretty easily. In that case, yeah, I would. You know, I'd have a different answer. But in the moment, it's very much just a personal enjoyment, personal expression thing.
I see. Yeah, that's good. I wonder like what the like what is a job actually like just drawing like even look like as like isn't like you're a concept artist
There's a
say
couple
for like
things.
video games or
Yeah.
things.
Video games, a big part of what people think about is concept artists. And it's true, you know, concept art is a big part of it. World building, you know, you have your writers, you have your you have people with ideas, but honestly the most important when it all comes together is when you have a visual of what it all looks like. And visual just really speaks so much, you know. You could see a little trinket and that would say a million different things. It's like maybe a scratch here or blah 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 blah. It says so much about the world, so it's so much about the people that maybe made that trinket and all that crap. I've heard a really good saying where they said a concept artist is if you were an engineer in that world and you had to make stuff for it.
I
And
see.
that makes a lot of sense. So yeah, concept art is a huge part of the whole like I guess entertainment industry, and video games is a big part of it. But now more and more you see that there's not as many jobs for concept artists, and it's a very like kind of sought after jobs. So really you're not going to get a it's not likely you get a concept artist job. More often than not you get environment design, because there's not so many people that are interested in environments,
What
funnily
is
enough.
environment design?
It's kind of like concept art, but you have a focus on like the bigger picture, not so much trinkets and items and characters or clothing, but the overall landscape. And
Like you're drawing landscape scenery for what, video games?
yeah, like the setting, League of Legends Wild, the Summoner's Rift, what's it
I
called,
see.
Aram Bridge,
Environment.
right? These
Okay,
are
I
all
see.
like, yeah, you know, I always thought it
That's
was the
still
same thing.
interesting.
It is
Oh, but it's
interesting,
not.
but
It's a separate title.
people apparently do one or the other. It's very like
Huh.
focused. Yeah, I will always thought like if you're a concept artist, you can do both. No, it's very specialized. I guess the skills are like very particular, and the
Huh.
people are very particular. It seems like you have to have a certain kind of mindset to do one thing versus another.
So are all these visual art jobs like tied to video games? Like, what's an example of one that isn't related to video games?
Oh, the only ones I can think of are video games.
Okay, interesting. Okay, so
Yeah,
it
I
is
haven't
just very
really.
tied to the gaming industry.
Very much. Game energy. What? I'm trying to think of anything that is not a video game. It's really hard though, because
Yeah.
the big ones are video
Like,
games.
say, like
Video
for
games make the
drawing
most
for
money.
like brands, right? There's not that much.
Oh
I guess there's
yeah.
logos, but.
Yeah. That's more of like you're not so much an artist, you're just a graphic designer, or you're
Okay.
in yeah, a whole
That's
different
separate.
set of things. Yeah, which
I
I
see,
know
I
a fair
see.
bit about as well. But yeah, it's like two different, very different people. It confuses me why it's different, because it seems like the high level
The skills should be
logic.
translatable.
The
I see.
philosophies should be the
Well, I
same.
guess it's like, someone could transition from like concept artist to video game to graphic design for like logos for a brand, except like the positions are just titled like differently, right?
Yeah, that's what I think so
Yeah, which
too.
makes
That's what
sense
I believe.
because they are like sort of different and they're just looking for someone that oh wants to do this,
But it's not what
that
you
wants to
see.
do logo design or whatever.
People don't do that, though.
What do you mean?
Companies don't hire artists for graphic design. It's really weird.
Oh.
Yeah, even
Like,
if the
well, who do they
artist has
hire
shown,
then?
they hire graphic designers, very strict graphic designers.
Oh.
Yeah, even if the artist has like really good sense, really good design and graphical sense, and their like 2D artworks are like really amazing, they won't hire them for graphic design, because maybe like I guess my theory is like they it's their designation, their title isn't graphic designer.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Huh.
But in my opinion right now, from everything I can see, like they're very similar.
I
Their
see.
skills should be very transferable.
I see.
Well, high level skill, but yeah, maybe you have to learn the software and the font and all that kind of stuff, like fonts and
And I guess it's
typeface.
like if they could choose from people from graph actual like specifically graphic design
Yeah,
track records versus concept art, they're like might as
exactly.
well go with the safer option, right?
You're exactly
Yeah,
right.
so it
They'd
might just be
rather have
that.
the technical skills than high level skill.
Okay. That would make sense. Explanation. Okay. So you're no longer like, that's no longer what you're aiming for, to be like a concept artist for some like game studio.
Hey man, I don't know.
Like, right, is that now, something you would want?
Yeah.
But you feel is just unrealistic?
Yeah.
Or is it something that you're not even sure if you really want to do?
That is what I'd want to do. It's something I want to do, but I want to be able to do it and enjoy it in the moment. It's really hard to see a world where like I don't get burnt out just doing stuff with them. It's like really hard. I think artists
don't get burnt out doing that job, or the path getting to that job.
Both, honestly, both.
Okay.
Because the path is gonna be fucking intense, and then also after I get the job, I think it's gonna be a really hard. Gonna be a really long road, and they're gonna expect things from me, and then you know, like I'm gonna expect things from me, and it's a lot. You know.
Honestly, though, like okay, what it sounds like from my perspective, it's like, yeah, the road to that destination sounds like it's just like a super hard road to get there. And that's not that fun along the way. Or I don't know, maybe if you enjoyed, you know, doing the art day to day, it's still somewhat fun. But yeah, I guess hard road to get there. And then after you get there, like, what's the reward? The reward to draw art or bring art to life for this studio? Like, does it sound that great? Because before you were drawing stuff that you wanted, now you're drawing stuff for the studio. Maybe, I guess, more people get to see it. That should be the reward. But like, does that sound like a crazy reward for you?
It does if the art isn't so hard. So if I'm able to not put like 80% of my effort in and still make something really cool and they really appreciate it, I'd love that, man. But as it stands, like art is something that kind of requires all of you. But I see that in anything I do, you know, design too. Like, you really have to think about design. So in the moment, you know, I don't really see a easy path anywhere.
You don't think, like, say you're like a concept artist at a studio, you don't think you'd enjoy even that lifestyle working that job that much?
No.
And that's like supposed to be the reward for this like long, arduous path it takes to get there.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, okay. So it really just doesn't sound like a good or very enjoyable path from a lot of aspects.
Not in the way I'm seeing it now. But again, I don't know. And I'm hopeful that there is a possibility where after the training, it would be enjoyable. The more after you do, the better you get, the funner it gets, you know. But at the moment, I look at the path, I'm like, oh, maybe that's why I'm not practicing so hard. Because it doesn't... Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
You know? Yeah. It just, you know, when like on our last episode, we were talking about how like, you know, what you work on is actually way more important than how hard you work.
Yes.
Yeah, this really gives me that vibe of something that's like you work super, 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 super hard at and get like very low results. Of course, like, you know, you can say you don't care about the financial perspective. But like when I think of this from the financial perspective, it's like you pour all this effort in, and even if you get that job and you're doing it well, the financial reward from the sounds of it is also very small.
It's very small, yeah. Yeah.
And the job is very intense, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a tough sell. Yeah, it's hard.
It is tough.
I don't know what I do though, if not that. Because my alternative is product design. And product design is similar. It's also hard. And the pay is even worse, arguably.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it would be more, but... Huh.
No, it's fucking stupid, man. I go to California, y'all making like 300K. And then I'm making like minimum wage, California minimum wage at like...
As product designer?
80K. Yeah. Not actual minimum, it's like California minimum wage.
Okay, California minimum wage.
Yeah. But it's still a hard job. The only reason I see myself potentially doing product design over like art, why I'm pursuing product design over art even, is because I'm way better at product design. I have a knack. I have a true knack for it, and
I can see that.
I actually see people in my class and I'm like, you guys are you guys are all either like stupid or you don't care at all, or I'm really talented compared to all of you guys.
And so actually you hope it's not that they don't care or are really stupid, right? Because then it means you're really talented.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess
like you're really hoping these guys aren't idiot bums that don't care. You're like,
exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking. Yeah. Because if they were just all idiot bums, like, what the heck?
Sometimes you look at some of them and you're sort of scared, you know, because of the way they behave.
Yeah, for real, man. For real.
It's hard to give them the benefit of the doubt sometimes.
Very much so. But yeah, they're smarter in other aspects. So this is also why I'm calibrating all the other things in my life now so hard. Because I see all these people and they're like normies, and normies are normies. So goddamn good at everything, but they're like craft. So, right?
Like, and what are these other things?
Like talking, just talking to people, body language,
talking to people, making I feel like you're pretty good at talking to people.
Thank you. First of all,
you don't think so?
I'm probably way more retarded than most people.
Interesting. Okay, so when you say normies, like who's like, am I a normie? Like, who's a normie?
You're not a normie. Oh, Matt's a normie.
Matt's a normie.
Wait, is Matt even a normie? I think Matt's kind of weird too.
Like maybe like these people are only normies because you don't know them that well.
Yeah, maybe that's true.
Everything about that.
You make a really good
like Gabe point. Is Gabe a normie? You wouldn't say so, right?
Not after knowing about him.
Right, like Andrew, is Andrew a normie?
Like, no.
Right. So it's
Yeah, these are all people I know very well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you may have a point there. Regardless, they do things really well, it seems. They're really good at talking to people. Their face, they don't look stupid when they would like their face don't look stupid. You know, they're pretty healthy. They don't self-deprecate all the time, and have a pretty good health. Like, it seems like they're pretty secure with themselves.
These sound like, just you said they're so good at everything else, but this just sounds like a list of very like normal, like healthy attributes.
Exactly, right?
It's not really like they're insane at all these things.
But they're like, if you were to tell this to an autistic person, they're like, damn, I don't have any of those things, you know?
But you're comparing them now from the perspective of an autistic person.
Yeah, I'm not that bad, but I'm probably in the middle, so I'm not happy with a lot of my habits that have developed.
That's wild that you truly believe that you're like halfway there on the autism spectrum.
There's something. Yeah, never been normal.
Is that not a crazy thought?
No, not if you've been thinking like that your whole life.
Oh man, what? Because as someone that's known you for a long time, like,
yeah, you never thought I was a bit weird?
But, like, everyone's a bit weird, you know? Like, everyone just has weird quirks if you, like, the more you get to know them, especially if they're, like, unfiltered the way you are. So, like I feel like someone being autistic, like, actually autistic is, like, different. No?
Actually autistic?
Or, like, actually somewhat on the spectrum. Not, like, fully there, but, like...
Maybe you're also on the spectrum.
Maybe. If I am, though, like, I totally embrace that.
Yeah, I've come to embrace it. This is why I am.
Everyone that does this podcast is just actually on the spectrum. It's not lost together, it's spectrum together.
It's down together.
Okay, so you're saying you're not actually aiming to be a concept artist anymore, is that correct?
Not as a concrete goal.
Not as a concrete goal. Okay. It's like you'd sort of be interested, but that's not really your main goal. You're more shifting towards product design because you have more of a, you think you have more of a competitive edge there, which I
I
think
have a
is a
knack
very
for it.
smart move. So do you think your current degree is useful?
Ooh, yes. At the same time, no. Because the degree itself, I don't think matters as much as the work I do from it.
I see.
But people do look at that kind of stuff. And if you're talking about the stuff I've learned from the degree and the people I've learned from in like my class, I know I said the classes do it, but there's a few people that I do like. Then no, I think it's been very valuable. Been very,
Oh,
very
okay.
valuable.
So you think the coursework, et cetera, and what you've learned is actually applicable and
Yes.
useful? Okay, that's good.
Yes. Yes, it is actually good. Damn, I'm thinking about it now. I should be more grateful.
Yeah, because
Ah.
I was actually under the impression that you thought it was like you're in a class with these bums and you're not learning useful, applicable stuff. Like I thought you gave me that impression before.
Oh, I gave
It's good
myself
to
that
hear the other
impression.
way.
Yeah, but after saying it out with you, I'm like, you know what? I'm really ungrateful for where I'm at. But I should be more grateful because I've changed so much from this program. It's just seeing how everybody is. Like still now, I'm changing myself just because of the way I see people act in our program.
That's good.
And
And you have one
yeah,
more
well,
year in this program.
maybe two.
Maybe two. Okay, I see.
Yeah, I think
Depends.
2 years, yeah.
Like,
But I'm not in a rush to get the degree itself. I'm more of a rush to develop the skill sets.
So like even so you'd be able to like if you were able to develop the skill sets before finishing the degree, you'd already be able to do stuff.
I feel like it. And if like a design firm or something gave me a chance, I would totally say, yeah, I'm not gonna finish school. I'm just gonna come work for you
Makes sense,
if
makes
you
sense.
make a compelling offer.
Because then that sort of becomes your credibility rather than finishing the degree.
Exactly.
So you used to be doing a degree in engineering, right?
Yeah. I'm surprised
Mechanical.
you
Do
bring
you
that
ever
up.
wonder? Do you ever wonder about what life would be like if you finished that degree or like saw or at least like saw that degree to the end?
Fuck, man. That's very tough. Yeah. I've never looked back once.
Oh really? Wow. So there's no what if like, oh like maybe like what if I finish this degree and then like worked a few years and then
Yeah.
transition something else or whatever. You never had that thought. It was always like, yeah, like there's no way I'm doing this.
Very briefly, when I'm at McDonald's at 6 a.m., I'll be like, I could be in the office rather than here making four times the amount. But that thought immediately vanishes because I think I never see a world where I can sit down and just do Excel worksheets all day.
Is that what mechanical engineering is?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
Or it's like very few positions and all the skills that you would have learned. That all the skills that you need for those positions are skills you develop in industrial design,
I see, which is what you're studying now.
which is what I'm studying now. Because I've seen job postings for these positions, and like, you know what, mechanical engineer, yeah, this is the stuff I want to do. They label as it mechanical engineer, but the moment I search up like tutorials or how do you do this, how do you make renders, how do you make something look good, what's the function of this, like physical function. Everything is just like industrial design. All these industrial design YouTubes popped up. So I don't think I ever can see myself going down the other path. And I don't think I've looked back and been like, I regret it at all. Or I've never even looked at the other path and been like, that could have been something I did. Because it's just like, it almost seems impossible for someone like me to do that.
That's good. That's good. That's good. They like you've fully like I guess
Yes.
destroyed that bridge in your mind.
Yes, I've
That what
grounded
if in your
myself
mind.
truly. Gabe helped me with that. was just so fun. So funny. I don't know what he said, but he said something, and it made me realize, yeah, I'm so fucked right now, in where I am. I'm like minimum wage. I'm barely paying rent. I'm like, I failed another course or whatever, you know, all these things, and I'm doing like this program that might not land me a job at all, or even if I get a job, I'm not making very much. But I think back at it, but after that, I was like, but I wouldn't have chosen anything other differently. Thing. I wouldn't have done anything differently. This is actually just who I am. This is what I like to do, even though I'm suffering. Even if it's like
so
stupid,
you've
right?
You've made peace with the fate of the path.
Yes.
Right, which is which is a very powerful thing to do.
It is. It does so much for you. Wow. So much for your spirit.
Yeah. So much for your general confidence about
yes.
life, I guess.
Life.
Okay,
that's one of the most important things.
Uh-huh. All right, so hypothetical here. Say today, you go to your mailbox, you get a letter, it says, oh, you've won the Canadian charitable donation of $1 million.
Oh.
Post-tax, right? It goes into your bank account immediately.
Buddy.
There's no other implications. Okay. What do you do next? How does your life change?
Oh my God, I'm buying a Lamborghini. No.
Buying four Lamborghinis and calling it a day?
Yeah, baby. One for each one of you guys.
We'll be the Lamborghini together.
Pod. Hell yeah, brother.
We'll record it from from each of our Lamborghinis.
Oh, that's such a sick podcast idea. But we have a film crew that's also in their own Lamborghini.
We're all sitting in a different Lamborghini
with the microphone
recording.
Driving down to California.
That's crazy.
The boring answer is investing, right? So we're not gonna talk about that. But
is that what you do? Because if I were you, I wouldn't just invest it.
Really?
What
that doesn't come to mind. I don't know how to invest. I'm curious. Okay. First of all, I'll just say what comes to mind first for me, and I want to hear what you would do with $1 million.
Right.
I'll just probably buy my shed, buy my plot of land, build my shed, and live as frugally as possible.
You're going to have to do a bit of explaining to the viewers on this land and shed thing.
Basically, I'm just buying a plot of land, and I'm making my very cheap house on it. Getting all my a single home for one person. I don't need much. I don't need that much space for one person. It's gonna be cheap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not gonna be more than $100,000-$200,000, right? So I just have my little nice little place in the middle of in the country, whatever. I have a car, I have internet, and I have food, and that's all I need. That's all I need. I have all these things, and with $1 million, I buy myself time. Buy myself time to better myself. Develop skills that are useful to people in this world, and eventually with these skills I give back to the world in a productive manner, maybe even make back the $1 million that it took for me to develop those skills, you know.
So basically just buy land and construct a small home for yourself.
Yeah,
nothing. You're like the rest of what you're doing, like finishing this degree, doing product design, whatever, is the same, and like nothing out of the ordinary, except for building your own shed is sort of strange, maybe some people consider, but yeah, I guess not much a change of a directory. And just instead of living at this current home that you're renting, you just have your own shed that you own.
Well, there has been an idea itching in my mind, inspired by what you've been doing, and it is to get trainers and to get teachers.
See, I'm a huge, I'm a huge advocate for stuff like that.
Yes. And that's also buying time.
Yes.
It's all about time. So whatever time you can save with the money, that's what I'd use it for.
Okay. But nothing.
No material.
But nothing too specific outside of getting the shed. And okay.
No, but the shed is something I want.
Living conditions a bit. Interesting. Huh. And like,
so
okay,
I
what
guess
if it was,
you'd be pretty similar, right?
Just buying a plot of land and a shed? I don't think so.
Maybe not a shed. Maybe you'd rent. I don't know. But you just take care of yourself and you get...
Well, it I think I would. Okay, it depends. Because one, it depends. Okay, my follow up question was that was like, what if it was $10 million?
Right? Oh my days!
Or $100 million, man. Right? Like, how does that
what
change?
What the
it?
Fuck?
Like, if it was $10 million, you would still do that? It's just that you have more time and a better shed.
I'd have a really fucking big shed, and I'd have a lot of land.
But the rest of your trajectory is the same.
No, definitely not. $10 million is a lot of fucking money. I'd get into business stuff. Definitely, I'd get into like industries that I think are important, and I'd invest and I'd help develop those. Because with that much buying power, that much power, basically, like you can make changes, like really strong changes. In
yes, yes, yes. I think I have a similar. Yeah, idea to that.
It makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I would change. I think 1 million, I mean, the argument is like, anymore. Do I think 1 million is enough to change what I'm doing completely?
Uh-huh.
It feels like it might not be enough, but if it was 10 million, I would definitely like change everything. Probably.
What would you change? What would you do?
10 million. How much is 10 million? Well, like, first of all, like anything that any money that I can spend on like trainers, nutritionists, like life coaches, mentors, I would do it. I would try to find the best ones and I would spend money on those for sure. Next, I would probably just like look into like start hiring people to like say if I want to build content, right, which is something I've been interested in recently. I would hire a team around me to just immediately to just help me with all the stuff I don't want to do. You know, I would try to hire the best mentors, try to get into or maybe pay my way into like more exclusive like one-on-one coaching programs with people to just like get more information as quickly as possible.
I
think my whole routine would just be like super optimized. Instead of having like a trainer once a week, I'd probably want a trainer like, I don't know, every day of the, maybe not every day, but like 5 days out of the week. I'd want to eat like the best, like I would want my diet, like if it was like $10 million, actually I don't know if that's the amount where you can afford a private chef,
really,
but I would try to eat the best food, right? I would never save
definitely
food. Definitely. At all, for sure.
Build your own
garden. A lot of things. I would like, would I quit my job?
Oh,
I probably
quit your job with $10 million.
I could probably quit my job, but I'd still be looking for another job that I thought was like more interesting. I think that's what I would do.
Is $10 million not enough to sustain you for like a good long time?
Like if I just want to retire and
that's
it on chill, it is enough. It is enough to sustain a good quality of life, like for indefinitely. There's like actually 10 million around the amount where you can start doing like some tricks with the American like laws in terms of like borrowing money from banks, setting that $10 million aside and like using as collateral to borrow like 300K from a bank every year on like super low interest. And like, there's some crazy stuff you can do basically to get around like ever having to make money again,
right?
Like if you're okay with spending say like 300K a year for the rest of your life and sort of just retiring like that.
300K a year is a lot of money. Yeah,
I would quit my job. Yeah, now I think about, okay, well, 10 million is definitely, I quit my job, but I wouldn't, it wouldn't be to chill and retire. I would want to use the money like to reinvest into things that I thought were interesting.
Yeah,
I guess create a more interesting lifestyle.
What's one thing you like other than content that you find interesting that you would invest in? That does.
I mean, like just general entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
Like stuff like products.
Really?
Right, like a product that I think is really cool.
Okay.
I guess I think lifestyle products, right? So any product that can help you with sleep, nutrition, exercise, that like products where it's like it'd be a no-brainer for me to buy. I think it'd be really fun creating a product and a brand like that.
That's interesting. It's not what I expected, but yeah.
Yeah, and then the other side is, yeah, like content, right? And like the more money I had, like say if it was $100 million, right? Then I'd be looking to like produce like, or invest that into producing actual like short films or feature films, etc.
Yeah, because that's what initially you said you wanted to do.
Yeah. But it's interesting because I think like for the product stuff, it's like, well, my belief in this day and age, and like every year, I think it's more and more true, where it's like, if you can build an audience, then you can sell a product. So
isn't that kind of backwards though? Shouldn't you first have a good product that's worthy of selling and then think about the audience?
I think it's the other way around. Because if you just make a product, first of all, you don't know if there's product market fit, right?
Okay,
that's the most
fair.
Important thing. Second, like you don't have any distribution. So like it's very hard to bootstrap together like some model where you're actually going to get customers, right? Or it's like, yeah, sure, then you pay for ads and marketing or whatever, and sure, you could sell the product. Like that way works too. But I'm more so saying like it takes, like it's more of a surefire thing if you already have an audience to then build a product around that audience that you have. Like you know, like you I guess you study the audience that you have.
Yeah.
And you try to build a product that fits that audience. You have that distribution right there. Like I think that's the easiest way to bootstrap making a product. Of course, like if you have $10 million, $100 million, like, yeah, you can just start building products and paying for marketing and stuff. But I guess it's like, I think it's way lower cost to do it the other way around if you're good at building. You have a higher chance of being able to do it successfully if you.
I agree with the cost thing, but like the morals thing, originally I was a little skeptical of. But after you said that after you develop an audience, you can understand them better and what they want,
right?
It kind of justifies it, but at the same time, it still sounds a little bit like it's like merch, right?
You're maybe
making merch.
It can be merch. It literally could be merch. Like merch is just sort of like a small brand, right?
Yeah. I guess people do need merch sometimes. Merch is good. Yeah. Like it does add a lot of value to people.
Yeah. Because it's not just the material physical product itself.
No,
it's sort of the feeling that it gives, right?
Yes.
Which is like the branding and the marketing. So I do think that is a very important part of like the experience of a product,
damn.
You know?
God damn it. It's
like
so
the ad, you know, like that ad for that Rolex watch is actually part of the product. It's not just the material like watch on your wrist. It's how it makes you feel. And that's like to do with the advertising more so than the physical thing. At least that's how I think of it.
Good solid point. I think you are speaking facts for real. Damn. I haven't thought about it that much yet in terms of the marketing side.
Because you mostly focus on like the actual creation of
the product. I almost feel a little cynical towards marketing and the idea and stuff, but no, I will keep that idea in mind. Because I can see it. Well,
how do we get here? All right, we were talking about what do we do if
you get a better idea of what I'm like now.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so you get $1 million, you're keeping trajectory. If you get $10 million, like you're not continuing with your degree, right?
No.
But $1 million, you are.
Yeah, $1 million is not that much nowadays.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I think that's how I.
That'll last me maybe 5 years.
I'd say the same.
Right.
No, I mean, it depends what you do. It can last you a while.
Actually, yeah. Wait, what am I saying? 5 years, I'm getting $200K a year. Yeah.
And also, you're investing it. You're investing it and getting like a 7% gain on it every year. That's
something
like 70K
like that.
A year.
Oh, right? Really?
Yeah.
Holy fuck, money is so powerful.
Like you could survive on 70K a year for a long time.
Year, 70K right? is so good, man.
It could sustain you indefinitely, actually, if you don't spend a lot per year.
With the way I live? Totally.
Yeah.
With my little shed?
Speaking of living, how is your experience, you know, living with Gabe?
With Gabe?
Back in the
interesting.
Day, yeah.
Interesting. Gabe was interesting. Gabe was so interesting.
How does it compare to living with Andrew now?
Very different. very different people. Actually, but it's similar in that actually it's very different. Oh, it's different. Gabe is very focused on his own things. He has a million things to do all the time, so he's always doing things. While Andrew, he's taking it easy, man. Yeah, he's doing whatever he wants to do.
Isn't that what you said? Like you said, like after your calibration and your meal, like you do what you want to do, which is one of those things. Like, what's the difference between you and him then?
I guess for him, it's about more about like building, continue to build strong relationships with his friends and having fun, learning just to have fun. Whereas for me, it's I've got a lot of problems I need to solve, and I'm working on that before I feel like I can be allowed to have fun.
I see. Would you say like you're trying to work on skills, like to improve at them, because you think it'll bring you future value, whereas he's more so just trying to learn to enjoy the moment more?
Yeah.
I see.
But I wouldn't put it so specific like that. I'm also trying to get it's not just skills. It's just like more of like a whole person thing. You know
Right,
what I mean?
right.
Like by just building
I see.
yourself up enough to get to a point where you can live properly.
Yeah, I do find, as for myself, that it's like it's hard to balance when you're like trying to, be in a grind set mindset.
Yeah.
It is hard. It's hard to like balance your friendships and like socializing and hanging out with friends
Yeah,
and doing both.
really.
And
Really,
it's
really,
like when I
really.
give into the hanging out with, like, I have some friends visiting. My friends, I want to do this, etc. And like, I go hang out with them more this week. It really takes me out of that like zone, at least for
Yeah.
myself. Like, I feel like I have a hard time being able to go out,
A hundred
grab
percent
dinner,
agree.
socialize with them, and then like still stay in that grind set mindset for the rest of the week.
It really does take a lot out of you.
It's hard to balance. But you say you're more in the focusing on your own things
Yeah, and one of the things I'm trying
phase,
to do
right?
better at is managing my friendships, so
Right. Yeah, because those are important.
those are
Those
important. Those
are
are
important.
important. Hey, that's why you see me more active on everything now.
Oh, yeah. Than
I'm a little
before,
bit more
right?
social.
I
Yeah.
see. I
Normalize.
see.
Like, no more what's it called? Weeding out the VTubers and replacing the VTubers
With
with
real
you guys.
humans.
Yeah, with
Nice,
real humans.
nice.
But
Damn.
you real humans aren't there all the time. Always available.
We're not
So
always there for you. But when we are there for
no.
you, we're
It's
better
good.
eye candy.
Yes.
Is that's the
What?
trade-off,
Eye
right?
candy.
And
I don't know about
VTubers. That's the
that.
trade-off, right?
Oh yeah. You wish, man. You wish. God.
Hang out
This is
with
gonna take a
Andrew and
while.
Gabe instead of the VTubers.
Oh no, they got work to
It's
do, man,
different on your
before they
eyes,
can.
right?
It is different.
It's
It is
better.
different.
You enjoy the naturalness of these real
True.
humans.
Yeah, maybe good for your dopamine detox.
Oh, so you said Gabe was very just into his niche things. Is how you described it?
Gabe and I had a good connection where we were both in a similar place where
Oh, really?
we need to fix our problems. We have
I
problems,
see. You
and
have
we can't we
problems.
couldn't really we almost felt like we couldn't actually play life without getting rid of these problems. Those are
Wow.
like
What was Gabe's problem, if you feel like you'd be allowed to disclose?
I think he talks a lot about it's like his anxiety and his it's like supreme anxiety and his need to control everything, his inability to like deal with
It's some like
spontaneity.
mental, it's like very mental stuff.
Yeah, but that takes a huge toll on him. Like his goal in life, I think we talked about it. The first episode was like what he wanted was peace, you know?
Yeah,
And I'm thinking that's the last thing I want. You give me peace and I'll kill myself because it's so boring, right? But
He wants peace.
yeah.
Like, I sort of hate it when people, like, I'm like, what do you want in life? They say, like, peace. It's like too abstract. Like, what the hell does that mean? Like, peace. Like, okay, go be a monk, Buddhist monk, then you'll find peace, I
Right? Smoke
guess.
some weed, chill out a bit. But you can see like that's the kind of person he is. Like, I don't even understand it. We don't understand that kind of person. But that's probably a
I
lot of
really
suffering, a
don't.
lot of issues that he's dealing with. I mean, he recently been saying like he's gotten better at not planning so much and living in the moment. It's good to hear.
Which it seems to be what you're saying Andrew is good at. Just
Yeah,
living in
he's
the
just great at
moment.
that, man.
Why are you
He's
saying that
just
with
great
a
at that.
laugh?
No, he just he does things for fun, and I respect that. And
That's nice.
it is good. It's such a good mentality. He's always down to do anything, right? And I feel a little bit bad because I'm rarely down to do anything because
I
I'm
see.
so caught up with myself.
You're like, you're trying to fix all the leaks in your problem sink. I can
Indeed.
see that. I feel that. Yeah, I think I can relate to that. So what's the end game? If you
Bruh.
dared to dream, right? If things go well the next 5, 10 years, like
That's such a good question.
what would you want your life to be like?
I'll tell you what. I actually know. I'd be so strong that I could do anything and do well in the things that I pursue. And I would be almost invincible. It sounds really stupid. It sounds really crazy, but I can see a world where that's like almost possible. The things that I do them so well that I'm not insecure about anything. And with that power, with that
That
confidence and self-worth, that just snowballs and I'm able to do things other people aren't able to do. I am able to stand up for people.
What does this mean? Okay, so it just sounds like you're saying you're very like mentally strong and like your mind is super developed and you're super smart, and you can apply yourself in any skill. That's basically what you're saying,
It
right?
also means I have a breadth of technical skill that I've developed that will carry me through all the endeavors that I wish to pursue.
But doesn't this sound like such an abstract and vague answer? Like, what does that actually mean? Like, I'm imagining, like, I can't imagine your life when you describe something like this.
Couple things I can think of talking to people, being quick-witted, learning the game of talking and banter. So that's
But
one of those things.
okay. So I think you're like naming characteristics that you want to have, I guess, which makes
No,
sense.
naming very specific skills.
Yeah, you can call those skills or characteristics that you want to have, like being a really like being charismatic, being a good talker, having good like technical skill with these things, etc. But it's like, what's the life? Like these are all things like sure you've built up, but what's like the life you envision? Like, what are you
I
actually
don't
doing?
know, man. I have no freaking clue.
Oh, okay,
I
so
don't
that
know.
in that sense you don't. Okay,
I
not
have
that
no
much you.
idea, but I
So there's
know
like
what
nothing
kind of mindset I
specific.
want to be. No.
There's nothing specific about this end game that you're currently envisioning.
I could be a rock star for all I care.
Interesting. Okay, so you're very focused on just like the self
Yes.
development.
Yes. Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, but that'll like, I feel like once I get that, man, I truly am invincible. It sounds really stupid, but I feel like my mind's developed to a point where I only care about a few things, and if I get all these things right, then I'm invincible.
Well, when you say a few things, it more so sounds like you're talking about everything. Like being so smart that you can learn anything and be really good at it. Like is that not just
You're
Like,
right.
how do you even measure that, right? Like, you don't know if you really have that. And, like, how to get there is also vague. Like, it just sounds like a vague all around concept. Even
what
though I
would you
know what
do?
you mean.
How would I make it specific?
Well, I guess when I asked, yeah, the question I asked was more so like, do you have a type of life or like specific things that you'd want? But I guess you don't,
Too
right?
greedy.
Is what
Too
you're
greedy. I
saying.
want everything. I
You
want it
want
all.
everything.
I want
Yeah,
everything.
that does sound like your answer. It's like you want to be invincible and you want everything, right? It's like so. You just put the whole Earth in your bag type
Mars too, by the
answer,
way.
which Mars.
I want Beyonce, I want Rihanna, I want Miley Cyrus. I don't even know. These people are
Just
old now,
all
but
of them.
yeah, all of them, man. All of them,
The whole
all the
roster.
hottest women on the earth, all the hottest men on the earth. I want it all. Yeah,
Men too, wow. The
man.
hottest women with hottest men, the hottest like woman crossed into men crossed into you know it. Okay. So you think that if everything goes well, you'll get all this. You get Mars in your backpack.
I certainly hope so.
Wow.
Oh my God. Yeah. This is probably one of the issues I have. I need to do some thinking about it.
As in, like, too much expectation and
Yeah,
confidence?
too greedy, too greedy. Need to narrow down, prioritize. What would make me the happiest if I was good at these things, you know?
Right.
What would serve me the most? And I'll,
Because I think I'm also like have a pretty greedy mindset, but like I've never thought to the extent where I want like Mars in my backpack. Yeah. I
it
want to be
seems,
invincible
it
and
kind of seems like you are pursuing these things, though. You know, you're doing, you're doing
to
singing. You
have
did like,
Mars?
then you do,
Yeah, but how does singing get me become
no.
ruler of the world? Like it's just like another skill.
Yeah, it is. But you have so many. Like you to try and develop so many skills, right? You're great at talking. Was improv? You've done a bit of
Yeah,
that,
but none
right?
of these things, like, yeah, I do agree about like, oh, just trying to get generally better at learning and applying myself. But in terms of like, like having everything in the world, I never think of it like that, I guess.
Well. Yeah, I
But like,
should
I
learn
don't
from
want to be
you.
like, I'm not that obsessed, I guess, with being like so good that I can learn everything. I don't know.
Yeah. I need to re-answer that in the future, in the close
Okay,
future,
okay.
I think.
Maybe the takeaway is that because you don't have anything specific and you still want
No.
to set your sights high, you just
You're
say like
exactly
the
right.
vague, okay. Okay.
Yes, I don't know
That's a
exactly
good
what I
read.
want, so I just, you know, anything goes, man, but I'll
Okay,
probably
okay.
have to pick
Right. You don't
eventually.
have your sights set on anything yet, so you're just looking at the whole world because you don't want to cross anything out
Yes.
just yet. I like
Hell
that.
yeah,
Okay.
baby.
That makes more sense. So how
Oh.
much of what you do is to get a girl
Jesus.
in the
Jeez, you
future.
still have questions, bro?
This is the last one, but this sort of circles back to something you told me a while ago where you said everything you do, quote unquote everything you do, is to get a girl or a potential mate in the future.
Is
You still
that
stand
so
by that?
crazy? Yeah, is that
I don't know, I'm
crazy?
not saying that's so crazy. I'm just saying if you still stand by that idea.
Certainly, yeah. Or I agree that's where it all originated from.
But okay, you see how this conflicts a little bit with like your answer to the previous question?
I do see
Like you
it.
don't need Mars to get the girl, to get a single girl.
Well, depends on what girl I want. You know, Elon
man,
Musk's daughter. I might fancy
yeah, I
her.
guess if you're really competing for Elon Musk's daughter,
What's
but.
her name? Like XE74?
That does sound like a name that would entice you.
Maybe. But yeah, you know. At this point, I'm pretty sure, like, it just feels so bad. It feels so bad thinking what if she was with somebody else and
she'd
be happy?
Who was with XYZ?
Like, yeah, if you, like any girl that you're interested in, like you just
think, any girl.
Yeah, like if you fancy girl, isn't such a terrible feeling? Just like, well, I know she's happy with me, but what if she could have been happier if it weren't
right.
for me? And yeah, that sucks. And that's probably where the wanting everything comes in. It's like, I want to be perfect, so I don't have to feel that way.
Oh.
You know?
So all of this is so you feel worthy of having a girl.
Yeah, I guess so.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. It's not actually for like to have own Earth and Mars and the Lamborghinis and whatnot. It's just to feel like that you're worthy of her, whoever
yeah.
she is.
Yes, yes, yes. That's it.
Do you think part of the worth is just you treating her well and being like, and like loving her more than
bar.
Any other guy?
That's such a low bar.
Yes, that's a low, like maybe.
Like
that's
any
a low
other
bar,
guy
but
can
at the
love
same
her.
Time, isn't that, well, doesn't it take a lot of effort to love somebody really well,
oh,
and
to
treat
truly,
somebody really well?
I see. Yeah, even through all their flaws and everything? Yeah.
Yeah.
I do think so. I guess so. I guess
don't
so.
You think that is like a huge, like maybe a bigger portion of...
You're making too much sense right now.
Making them happy, like, oh, they wouldn't be happy with anyone else because you just love everything about them the most and know the most about them and would do the most about them. Like, sure, there are men that are more successful, that are like more muscular,
yeah,
and like that are smarter than you, but those men would never treat her and understand her the way you do.
But there are men that are more muscular, more make more money than me, and would treat her better than me, probably, out there. And
like you think that?
Yeah, I know that. I know that.
I see.
Like, what right do I have to, for you to choose me? I'm almost like, you know, that's like...
What right are you to choose me?
That's so awful.
So awful! This, okay, that starts sounding like you just... It's interesting, because on one hand, you're confident that if things go well, you're going to be owning the frickin' whole galaxy. But on the other hand... It sounds like you're dealing with its extreme like self-worth issues of like any girl thinking you're worthy. Isn't that an interesting dichotomy?
Well, I'm a hopeful guy. So I hope
like shouldn't the girl always want to choose you because, you know, you're going to achieve all this and become so damn smart and become Mr. Peaky Blinders.
Ba-da-ba. yeah.
Like, but, why does the girl deserve you? That's what I'm wondering now. Like,
well,
how does she have the
girls,
audacity to deserve
some
you?
Some girls probably don't deserve me. But I'm not chasing those girls, man.
Right,
why would
right.
I chase these girls, man? This is useless.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Say you meet a girl. I don't know. How are you defining their worth here?
Like, I think what you said once before was so great. They were able to express themselves properly. They're like cute, charming, smart, street smart. Like a lot of these things, people don't have, man. Honorable, brave, courageous, like these things, people lack these things.
Say you meet a girl that's like has a personality that you generally like.
Yeah.
You know, had some street smart, had some charisma, you know, is very open to talk about these different things.
Yeah. I
yeah,
go into my
like,
shell.
is that, what do you mean? Is that not enough? Like,
It's enough. It's enough. But the moment the moment she becomes enough, I become not enough.
the moment she becomes enough, why?
Because then I'm like, oh shit, like she's an honorable person. And like she's one of the good ones, you know? And I might not be one of the good ones. But she deserves somebody better.
Because you aren't street smart, you can't talk about a lot of things, and you aren't a nice person?
Maybe. Yeah, probably.
Interesting. So what if, okay, what if this person thought, like, really liked your personality and who you are and your energy? Like, they
That's
just saw it, but
crazy.
also like that.
Then
Like, then what?
like, what's there's something wrong with you. Do you have bad taste? Probably.
So then you start losing respect for they're no longer worthy because they're willing to be with you.
It's
That's
really awful.
crazy.
I know, and but that's the
That is
reason
crazy.
I'm not ready, right? I'm not ready until.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's not so hard to imagine, right?
Well, I know I understand the sentiment, but I feel like you have it to such an extreme degree.
Really?
Like, I understand that, like, that's why, like, oh, some people like to play hard to get and blah, blah, blah. Cause it's like, oh, if they're so readily available and like you so much, it slightly feels like it diminishes their self-worth. Like, there's some psychology there, of course, but it sounds like you're pushing that, like, to an ex more extreme level. Like, what if this girl is just like, you know, I think, well, like, I just think you'll become so intelligent and the things will go well for you and you'll have Mars in your back pocket. Like, you know, of course I want to be with you.
Oh, okay. In that case, maybe. Yeah, I mean, if she sees me for who I could be one day,
Instead of who you are, like,
yeah,
I
exactly, man.
see.
If there's
Okay,
some
I
girl
get it.
like looking up to me for who I am now, and you know how much I'm not happy with myself now. I'm just like, you're stupid. You're actually so dumb.
I
Your IQ is
see.
not over 100, man, and I don't want to date you.
But what if they just really, you know, what if they just think you're sweet and like your personality and stuff? You would say that you wouldn't want that?
No.
You would reject them?
Yeah.
Wow. Just because they
Not.
like you in your current state.
No. I would reject them because they don't know me well enough. And if they knew me well enough, they wouldn't like me for who I am. So if you said they
Wow.
just think I'm sweet and they want to get to know me more, I'm like, nah, stay away. You don't know what you're getting into.
Yeah, I'm toxic dump.
Yeah, I am. So that's a
Damn.
kind of
Okay. Okay. One more hypothetical, because I
sure.
actually think it's interesting. What if this girl was, you know, sort of similar to you in the sense that maybe she has these problems, certain problems right now that she's working towards,
Oh, okay.
but she's also
Okay.
like hoping to be on a trajectory where in the future, you know, she has Mars in her back pocket or like she's basically trying very hard and she's like trying to become really great. And she like also recognizes some of that in you
You're a
know, and she wants to
genius.
be with you.
Yeah, you're
And you
so
guys,
smart.
yeah.
That's amazing. That's the best scenario ever. I love that. I
But
love
like
that.
she's also I don't know, maybe a mess in the way you consider your life a mess currently.
Yeah, I would take
You would
that.
like that. I
We
see.
can fix each other.
I see.
Yeah.
Ah.
Right, it's all about connection. If
All right.
I don't see anybody being able to like have an actual like that kind of connection with me just 'cause I'm so uniquely fucked, right? But if I find someone just as fucked as
Says
me.
uniquely fucked, but wants to
Yeah.
unfuck themselves
Yeah,
as
yeah, yeah.
uniquely.
Yes,
You
like
would
they're
like that.
broken. They're in this weird, unique space where they're broken, but they're still like they're honorable and they're aiming up and they're
Right. They
still
want to be
fighting.
someone that's not
Yes.
broken.
Yes. Oh my
And you
God. I
guys
think
could grow
that's
together. That sounds actually,
my
yeah,
dream
that
life.
sounds.
That's my dream life, man.
Wow.
Wait,
Okay.
you
I
made me
figured it
realize
out.
something. Yeah, I
What?
figured something out too, I think.
Because I've been
Wait.
trying to solve, like, not in this like weird therapy sort of way, but I because you know you're telling me all these interesting things. I guess I've been trying to like solve like solve a bit, a little part of your mind, you know. And I think
no.
now I'm happy with this conclusion.
Oh
Oh.
no, I just exposed myself
Hey,
to all our listeners.
I
They'll never
mean,
look at me the
yeah.
same
If
way.
to all our listeners, no, I think what you said is, I don't think you really exposed yourself. I think what everything you said was pretty good. But yeah, if we have a listener, if you're a listener out there who's female and who
Yeah,
thinks your
has
life
to be
feels
female.
sort of broken, yeah, has to be female, but you know, like quote unquote female at least, right?
Yeah, quote
And
unquote
you
female at
feel
least.
that your life, you know, feels sort of broken, but deep down you know you want to strive for more and you feel like you're on that path looking for more. Jai Ming,
Hit
he's
me
your
up.
guy. You should
Hit
hit
me
him up.
up. Hit me up, man.
Yeah, that's the pod.